At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome in, everybody, to a breaking news football 24/7 edition, our second day in a row of some breaking news reaction. And this time it's for a massive historic extension for all-pro running back Saquon Barkley, making him the highest paid running back in NFL history. The deal came in at 2 years, $41.2 million. It's an extension on his deal he signed a year ago, $36 million fully guaranteed with an extra $15 million in incentives that Saquon can go and get. It does save the Eagles $6.7 million in cap space. This year, cap came down from $13.75 million was his cap hit before this deal, and it's down to around $6.8 million. And he is the first $20 million running back in NFL history. I want to welcome and thank everybody for being here. Hit that like button on the show. Johnny Mack, your first reaction to that news, brother. Saquon Barkley, the highest paid running back in NFL history.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the cap part of it because I see a lot of people losing their mind on social media about the Eagles not getting it. Trust me, the Eagles are getting something in return. That's sort of the trick that they use.
Right.
And to get the cap number down, you reward the player. So it's interesting, you know, I always say, and I'm far from the only one, a bunch of us always say the NFL's a copycat league. Nobody copies the right things. Everybody should be looking about how the Eagles do business, not worrying about signing good but not great players in free agency. You know, if you just think about it from a player's perspective, you just got rewarded with a bunch of cash up front. You know, agents around the league, players around the league notice that. They say, you know, if you go to Philadelphia and perform, they're going to reward you. And then just the idea of doing this, if you think about it, you know, this one wasn't in my purview because the Eagles aren't even to the new league year. They signed Saquon Barkley originally in this league year that's going on as we speak. And they extended him before it was over, which you rarely see. I can't think of that happening. You know, we talked about Zach Bond during the regular season. Players like that, you could extend them for one-year deals. That kind of stuff happens. But, you know, he already signed a big money deal, especially for his position in this same league year. And he didn't get to the end of it, and they gave him an extension. So that's part of the trick as well. They generally extend players a year before anybody else even contemplates it. You know, they just do things early, and that, you know, there's some, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your evaluation, but there's some danger in that. But the good, I think, far outweighs the bad, and most teams are too either cheap, let's be honest, or afraid to do things like that. And the Eagles try to seize the moment, and they deserve credit for it. And we'll see how it works out. But I guarantee you the part that, and now we can stop talking about running backs and getting Saquon Barkley's numbers. Now they're going to ride. They're going to ride him until the wheels fall off. And that's pretty much. And again, I go back to the Vic stuff, and I was just on with Mike Gill locally in South Jersey. You know, I go back to last summer. I said it on the show this morning. It's like, all right, they're going to pay everybody on offense, and they're going to say, Vic, go figure it out on defense. It's basic. And it seems to be staying in that philosophy.
Well, I'm super happy that they were. Look, John, I think there's an element to this, too, that Howie's great with the cap and all those things, and we can talk about that till we're blue in the face, but there's no way anybody can tell me that players across this league don't look at what they do in Philadelphia with their way they reward players who play well here and want to come and play in Philly. I think it has a huge impact I think this is another example of it for Howie Roseman. And the cap is all great, and he's going to do that. He's always done that very well, and getting even better at it now. But I think it's a huge thing that the way he treats the players that come here, that perform, and I think it's a big thing across the league, the way Howie handles this.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know, pay attention to the date, because the date is important too, because he does this basically a week before free agency as a signal to everybody else.
Right.
You know? That's part of it as well. But rewarding players. And again, you look at, I think Adam Schefter broke it. I think he did. If somebody else did it before him, I apologize. But that's where I saw it first. And people get caught up in these numbers, and I say it every year. I'll say it when free agency starts. These are agent driven numbers. This is not the real contract. This is, you're going to see when this contract is ultimately filed with the NFLPA, it's going to look a lot more favorable to the Eagles than it does right now. They'll be able to get out after 2 years, as typically. But the player is rewarded after an historic season. He's still got tread left on the tire. And it's a big signal to other players and other agents in the league that, hey, we should want to do business with the Eagles. Because from a player perspective, it seems to me fans get caught up in average annual value. First 20 million plus running back. From a player perspective, it's about the guaranteed money up front. Right. That's what they're looking at. That's what they want. That's
36 million of it guaranteed in this extension, Johnny Mac.
Exactly. And that's the biggest concern for them. All the other stuff is fan driven, media driven, whatever you want to call it. And the Eagles have a history of, if you're going to perform, and certainly to the level Saquon did, they're going to reward you. Especially if you're on offense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They certainly have done that here with Saquon Barkley. And the move, John, we talked about the cap space, and we'll see exactly how it files out. But it looks like they're saving in cap. And now Jeff Kerr just put out a tweet. The Eagles have created just over $10 million in cap space over the last 24 hours. Obviously talking about James Bradbury, Darius Slay, and now the move with Saquon Barkley. Maybe they're gearing up, John, for another move in the pipeline. You never rule it out with Howie.
I mean, everything folds into everything else, but I do think people get too linear with that kind of stuff. They're not doing this to create space to get Myles Garrett. They're doing this
as an overall philosophy, right?
As an overall philosophy, an overall plan. And everything bleeds into everything else, but no, there's not. It's never as linear as people want to make it out to be and say, oh, this is because of this. You know, the Eagles have this. We were talking, you know, before Bradbury got released, a little bit surprising to me because you only have two of those post-June 1st moves. And now the Eagles have exhausted that with Slay and Bradbury. And I should say this is all pending, because Slay could still change his mind, come back.
Right.
None of this takes into account till March 12th. So these moves are all not official yet. This contract will not be filed until March 12th. And then we'll get to see how quickly it gets through the NFLPA, and we'll get to see it. But yeah, it's not about, oh, they're going to make a big move for insert name. It's about, they had to create a certain amount of cap space to get where they wanted to be to begin with.
Right.
Just to generally do business. So they were always going to have to make a decision with Slay. They were always going to release Bradbury. Now, this one's a surprise. I didn't see it coming this early. But it should never be that big of a surprise, because they think about this stuff before other teams think about this stuff.
Yep, they do. And it's that organizational philosophy you talked about is certainly working, and it puts them ahead of the curve. For those listeners of Xander Time, Afterbirds 365, we talked about this extension potentially coming this offseason, and here it comes. John, I'll point to this. I think this move today has made another free agent even more important now, and that's Mekhi Becton, because this obviously signals the Eagles are going to double down on the philosophy they had this year. Now, they might try and build on it, as you'll talk about on Birds 365, but they're going to stick to running the ball. They're going to run Saquon Barkley, and I think that makes Mekhi Becton the next guy you have to get under contract. I don't want to go this far, but you could maybe argue Mekhi Becton's one guy that might be more important now, the most important free agent to get under contract. You think Mekhi Becton will get done because of this, or could it be the opposite?
No, I mean, yeah, I can't call him the most important because, you know, Zach Bond is still out there. He's just not as big a money player as Milton Williams is going to be, as Josh Sweat or Zach Bond are going to be. But, you know, he's important, and I think, you know, the Eagles will have the so-called walk-away number. I don't know what that's going to be. But if it gets too high, they'll go in a different direction. We had Devin Jackson on talking about the kid from North Carolina State. Yeah. It's interesting because I didn't ask him that question before, and I wrote about Anthony Belton when he was at the combine and confirmed that he had a top 30 visit scheduled with the Eagles, and I compared him to Mekhi Becton. You know, he played tackle. He's massive. What the scouts I talked to told me about him, he's sort of a leverage player. That's what Jeff Stoutland did. You have to decide. He's so big. If you play him inside, you have to decide as a linebacker, where are you going leverage? You got to make a decision, in or out. In or out, you can't even get around that big body. That's sort of what happened with Mekhi Becton. And you have a running back who can read that and take advantage of it in Saquon Barkley. So while I do believe they want Mekhi Becton back, I do believe it's another strong point of Howie that we always talk about. He's got contingencies. He's got stuff in the pipeline that if it doesn't work out, he's going to get a player, a similar player that Jeff Stoutland may want to keep this running game humming at a high level.
No doubt about it. And they did that today. Johnny Mack, we said it earlier in the show, but this really does, man. And I love how you pointed out the date a week before free agency. This sends a loud and clear message in my eyes around the league. Eagles reward elite players, people with elite money, guaranteed money. And I think you're right. Offensively, definitely offensively, we'll see what they do defensively. But it's a great message, and it's a good thing to have around your organization, John, that type of perception of your front office, that you reward players who play great. Because at the end of the day, that's what these players want, man. They want to be rewarded for the work, for what they provide to a team, and feel like they're paid their value. And the Eagles, I think, for the most part, do that.
Yeah.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King. Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
I can't believe more people do not copy the way they do business. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe that nobody else is saying, hey, let's do what they do. You know, everybody copies schemes and philosophies, and I want to copy Vic's scheme. I want to do this. I want to run motion like Sean McVay. Everybody copies that, or they want to copy that. And they don't copy what makes the Eagles the Eagles. And this is the kind of stuff that makes the Eagles the Eagles. Now you got it again. It all comes down to evaluation of players, and you gotta get the players correct. And the Eagles have done that pretty consistently right. over the past couple of years. But and they've gotten stuff wrong. They got Bryce Huff wrong last year. But they understand that's baked into it. You're right. going to get things wrong occasionally. But if you keep doing it, it's going to have a good result. And that's what they've been doing. And again, you know, you think about Isaiah Rodgers getting suspended. We talked about him a little bit today. Everybody could have signed Isaiah Rodgers for nothing, essentially, for a one-year veteran minimum deal like the Eagles did.
Right.
It told. You didn't even have to pay him until he got back because it told. And nobody did. Because they don't think that way. They think, oh, Rodgers is suspended. When he's reinstated, we'll think about it.
Right.
And the Eagles are like, no, that's a pretty good player. Let's get him under contract. We don't have to pay. They didn't pay him a cent that entire year because they weren't allowed to pay him a cent because he was suspended. But they had the contract. When he came out of it, they had the contract ready to go. They didn't have to worry about these six or seven other teams that would have taken a shot on him because they would have said, oh, Rodgers is back in the mix. It's just it's amazing to me how these other organizations are so far behind the eight ball.
It's amazing, man, what Howie Roseman and that whole front office are doing. It's, you know, really, really incredible stuff. A great clip floating around of Howie and Saquon embracing after the Super Bowl win, and obviously a good clip now in hindsight with the big contract extension coming in. Here's a super chat, Johnny Mac, for you. Bird Gang checks in. He says, I love how John always brings us Eagles fans back down to earth by elevating the conversation. He's such a mood killer, but we love John anyways.
I don't even know what mood did I kill. What did I bring down? I'm just trying to explain.
John, I view that as a relatively positive super chat. I don't think you should take it personal.
In this instance, I don't know what mood I killed.
Everybody's all jacked up at the highest paid running back in NFL history, and you know.
Come on. If you were doing my job, Bird Gang, for 20 years and people get all excited about when Schefter releases a contract and 99.99% of them don't end up what they are as advertised, you know, pointing that out to people should be, you guys should know that by now. And that's everybody. That's not picking on Saquon. That's not picking on the Eagles. Every contract you will see on March 12th will all be agent-driven numbers, and they will not be as good when the contracts are actually filed.
I do understand that agent-driven stuff, but you know, as it on the surface right now, I know it hasn't been filed yet, but $36 million fully guaranteed is a pretty good nut, right? I mean, that's pretty good guarantee for this two-year deal.
Yeah, that's tremendous for the running back position, and that's, you know, that's the number you should be focused on, not the average annual value, not the 4 years, because
I'll tell you why I like the incentives part of it, John, because he reached a lot of incentives this year, and you talk about potentially will he be able to replicate that season. Well, now he has a little bit of motivation to go out there, you know, and have another amazing season. Work his butt off this. Not that he wouldn't do that anyway, but I think it's good to give him in there and reward him if he does reach those accolades.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on incentives because a lot of them are sort of and you have to see what they are. But
I don't know. Saquon's one of those guys. He seems to hit every incentive he got, yards, but whatever it was, Pro Bowl, All Pro. He felt like he hit them all, man.
Yeah. When you got a player like this, it doesn't. Like Zach Bond getting an incentive for making the Pro Bowl, that was kind of funny because he laughed at it.
Yeah, but, I understand that side.
You know, when you get a player as high profile as Saquon, you know, I'm sure it'll be, you know, reaching the championship game, reaching the Super Bowl, gets an extra $250, whatever, that kind of stuff, and that's fine. That's, you know, but he's gonna fight for that stuff anyway. As far as the touches, you know, because I got a lot of people concerned with that. The Eagles are generally not in the business of paying you know, past performance. It's about what's coming up.
Right. I saw an honest NFL tweet about that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how everyone should be. You know, it's nice to reward players, and it is a reward for last year, but they make no mistake. They're going to, you know, don't worry about finding Sonic the Thunder. They ain't looking for a compliment. If he's healthy, he's going to be on the field.
Yeah, we'll see what ends up happening. John, any other candidates you think right now that, I mean, while we're in this restructure mode, I think Lane Johnson makes sense. I think there's some other guys out there you could see restructure because, as you said, you know, many people will point to it being for a specific player, but it's organizational. It's what gives them the best chance to win. John, we talk about margin for error all the time. I mean, the more the Eagles make these good moves, these good contract decisions, and make the right decisions on evaluation of players, they improve their margin for error. So the Eagles are going to keep doing this, whether it's for one specific move or not. Anybody you see in the pipeline that could be coming next?
No, talking about this type of extension, there's a difference.
No, I more meant restructure. Yeah, just to free up cap space.
Yeah, restructures are basically levers, you know, that Howie can pull at any time. I can't even tell you how many times Lane has had his contract restructured.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to agree to it. The vast majority of players, the Eagles have gotten to the point where they can restructure and they don't need the player's approval. So when they need space to get a restructure, you'll see the restructure. You generally turn you turn future money into a roster bonus and you get it that way and you put on voidable years. He doesn't even need people's approval to do that. So I think that's another sort of misunderstood thing. And those are always, you know, Jalen Hurts will start to be in that category.
I was very soon. Jalen Hurts coming next.
Yeah, and he won't need approval. He won't. Those levers are already in his contract that they can move the money around. And the player's not losing money. He's getting money. He's getting
right,
more
which
money.
Is why they, which is why they allow it, because they know they're not losing
exactly,
any money. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think that's another thing that's generally misunderstood. When he needs it, he will dip into it. And it's generally Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, all the big contracts. That's Devontae Smith. That's where you do it with. And they can push those levers at any time if they need a little bit of space to get something done.
Yep, we'll see what ends up happening. Johnny Mack, your final thoughts on this massive extension for Saquon Barkley. I'll read out the numbers one more time for those who missed it. A two-year deal for $41.2 million. There is $36 million fully guaranteed. There is $15 million in incentives. We will see what they are. The move, as it looks right now, I listened on NFL Network, it looks like it saves $6.7 million in cap space. The cap hit was supposed to be $13.75 million this year. Looks like it's now down to around 6.8. So those numbers could change. We'll see if there's any more clarity that comes out on those. But it does look like the Eagles will save some cap space. And he's the first $20 million running back ever in NFL history. Johnny Mack, your final thoughts on this deal, brother?
Yeah, I don't know the exact amount of cap space the Eagles are going to save, but they're going to save cap space in the short term.
I know. I see somebody online saying it's all fake news. They're not saving any cap space. I'm pretty sure Howie's getting something out of this.
Yeah, I don't know who said that, but they're saving money on the cap, and you'll see that. And that's, you know, they're giving them $36 million up front, and they're going to save money on the cap. So, you know, that tells you how malleable the cap is.
Right. No doubt about it. John McMullen, great stuff, brother. We appreciate you checking in right now for some extra football 24/7. John, I asked you this morning, what do you think we'll have another football 24/7?
Yeah,
we got it at 10 a.m. with Bradbury. And here we are again at 3:16 in the afternoon kicking it off.
I was 0-2 on that one.
I know, man.
And yeah, a little bit surprised they didn't wait till after June 1st. But again, with Bradbury, but they kind of did him dirty, so maybe they just wanted to give him a head start. So good for the Eagles there as well.
Yep, seems like they take care of their players. Johnny Mack, great stuff, brother. I'll catch you tomorrow morning on Birds 365.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. There's John McMullen here on the show. Great stuff from Johnny Mack. And breaking news, man, this is awesome deal. This is an awesome deal for the Eagles. It's awesome for Howie. It's awesome for Saquon Barkley. It's awesome for anybody that looks at the Eagles and says, do I want to play in Philadelphia? Miles Garrett. Even forget people who aren't in our locker room. Imagine the people who are in our locker room. You're a guy like Nolan Smith. You're a guy like Jalen Carter. You're a guy like Zach Bond. You're a guy like Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. Think about that. Cam Jurgens. I'm in the Philadelphia Eagles organization, and if I play great, if I show them that I'm going to play my heart out and leave it all on the field, and I'm good, I'm going to be taken care of. I think that's a great feeling if you're a professional, because look at T. Higgins in Cincinnati right now. Dude's had a couple dominant years, one of the best receivers in the NFL, and he's franchise tagged for the second year in a row. Sucks. Sucks. Not all organizations are created equal, and I tell you, the Philadelphia Eagles players and this front office, this ownership, there's no bigger feather in their cap than the way they handle these contracts, their star players, and rewarding people for what they've done for the city. So it's amazing what they've done. A big shout-out to Howie Roseman for getting this done, the entire Eagles front office, the whole staff. They got a lot of people under Howie that don't get enough credit, but, man, they do good work. And a two-year, $41.2 million extension. So Saquon Barkley, baby, is here to stay in the city of brotherly love. I love it. I got to run, everybody. The National Football Show is live right now with Dan Cilio. I'm going to go over back to producing that sucker. I had to take a quick hiatus, put the producer chair and someone else, I'll put someone else in the producer chair, and I will be getting back to that work right now. So appreciate you checking in. That's going to do it for today's episode. Saquon Barkley extended. And Philadelphia, the beautiful sight that is Saquon Barkley running off, whether it's in snow and sun, whatever it is, in Lincoln Financial Field or on the road out in LA. Those runs will be here to stay, so we'll be able to watch them for a couple more years longer. I appreciate you all for watching. See you next time, everybody.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.